Kevin, you've had a chance now to have Chin Gang back for a few games, and you're reassimilating Goulburn, you know, who's coming back from mono. Are you starting to feel like that you know, this team is going to continue to sort of take shape? Because I know even you said that you know you're not quite sure just exactly, you know, what you've got in terms of combinations and everything. So how does all of that stuff factor in to what you're going to try to get done as you head into conference play?
Well, I think that, you know, when you have all your pieces, at least it gives you your best chance. You know, we're having to constantly reevaluate what we're doing. Festus will, for instance, will have good minutes for us, but then he's been, his back's been flaring up and been hurt. You know, I probably, in retrospect, threw Steve into the starting lineup a little too quickly. He had been doing a nice job in practice, but then he sat out those 5 or 6 games, and so I think that as we go forward, a key for us is going to be what kind of production we get from the 4 spot, which that's generally speaking going to fall on Steve and Darshall McClellan's shoulders, because we've got to have somebody to be somewhat productive. To protect AJ, if you will, to sort of keep people off of AJ, and then I think the other thing will be how we score from the perimeter, and so Lance will certainly help that. He's a good outside shooter, and so hopefully we and he seems to be getting close to full strength, and so hopefully he will help that. But between Beal and Tinsley and Taylor and George Drake and Lance and those guys, we've got to have consistent productivity from the perimeter, again, to take the pressure off AJ.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of teams around the SEC. Watched Kentucky a little bit last night against Central Michigan. Saw a little bit of Auburn. No team really jumps out at you. Can you remember going into conference play with everything being, up in the air, really on both sides, East and West?
Well, I think that right now, I think that our league probably lacks, that great team that we've, Tennessee looked like, going into last season, for example, like they had a chance to be, and they were. They were very, very good. And obviously, Florida's teams of the prior 2 years when they won the national championship were great teams. And Kentucky teams that we've seen in the past and other Florida teams and the LSU team that made it to the Final Four and maybe a Mississippi State team or two. I mean, we've had great teams in our league in the past. And I'm not sure through the non-conference schedule so far if anybody's proven themselves to be great. Tennessee looks like they've proven themselves maybe on, to be the best thus far with some of their wins. They certainly had a great win against Georgetown. But I'm not sure. I'm with you, Mark. I think that it looks as open as it's ever been. And like I said, I wish our team had. I mean, I wish our league had that team that looked like it commanded the kind of respect and attention that was going to be a national championship caliber team. But I'm not sure that our league has shown that yet, and that's been a little different than prior years.
Yeah, only one team, Tennessee, in the top 50 in the RPI, but that I think will change a little bit. Kevin, real quick, you bring St. Francis in here. They have a good forward, a 6'6". Devin Sweetney leads his team in scoring and rebounding. A little bit about this team in your New Year's Eve matchup.
Well, they have senior, or I say senior, they have very experienced guards. They have good guard play, and you mentioned an athletic forward in Sweetney. We think we have the advantage inside. They're not quite as big as we are, and they've had some nice wins, some tough losses, but it's really a game right now, Mark, where we're just continuing to search for that improvement and that consistency that we need, particularly on the offensive end of the floor. Hopefully our defense will remain consistent as it has been. But again, the game will probably come down for us to how we rebound and how we take care of the ball. And if we do those two things, then hopefully we'll be okay.
Kevin, good luck. Happy New Year. Speak to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Kevin Stallings, Vanderbilt head basketball coach.